Buddy on the internet.
Oh, the internet, you say? Well, speaking of the internet, this episode's going to be on the internet, correct?
I hope so.
Episode 80 of the All Bad Podcast. We are back in action.
Best pod in the galaxy.
We'll talk about what happened.
When you survive?
The long delay.
Be back, though.
Yes. Okay, you see, we were just talking about this on the podcast on social media, and you said you're not addicted to social media.
Not, you just gotta
hit
them
with one.
But
here we're trying to do an intro for the All Bad Podcast.
What did we talk about this episode?
Well, the big topic is
Cobra Kai.
Oh, I thought it was COVID Kai.
COVID Kai? Beat it anyway.
Yes. We just dive into Philly and his COVID adventures and
Enrique's
Cobra Kai.
Fighting all his life, black belt. How'd he get there?
Yes. You gotta work on the cell. Anyways, let's dive into this.
Get ready.
This is funny. All right.
New episode alert.
Let's go. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
And now,
the All Bad Podcast
with your host, Enrique.
K Eats.
Yes, sir.
Taco Thanos. Phil, the one and only.
Hey, well, we're live right now, Philly.
Hey, All Bad Podcast is going down.
We're back.
All of a sudden.
Are you happy?
I'm happy to be back, yeah.
Really?
100%. I did like 100 episodes in my room just waiting on this day, so I'm ready.
Right.
Do you have any movie news for me? Because I'm all out.
It's fine.
I just want to talk about Cobra Kai.
Oh, I kind of wanted to talk about something else. I wanted to talk about
What happened?
While we're recording a podcast 5 months later.
Oh, there's this
it's your fault.
Pandemic going on.
Yes.
And I got caught up.
Caught up.
Got me. Damn, COVID. I guess I'm more like The Rock than I thought.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I was not waiting for that. Anything to like parlay, you're like, I'm The Rock. I got $7 in my pocket.
Oh, man. It's been a long time.
You know, I think back to some of these episodes that we've done during the pandemic, and I'm like, you know, Philly's been very wild every week. Going to Arizona, jumping in the river.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
You probably shouldn't have done that. I'm sure you're going to do that again. When's the next time you're going to the river?
I don't know. I'm trying to focus on my mixtape right now, so everything's just on pause.
Right.
I'm just happy to be here, though, because I was really thinking about going to Colorado, right? Because you know how that goes.
Well, as you know, it's kind of being a survivor, you know, probably in 10 years, we're going to have a COVID walk and I get to wear a little ribbon in honor of Philly.
Nice. As long as you get to wear matching DBT jerseys, I'm all about it.
What? BET jerseys?
DBT jerseys.
So what's the process like of getting COVID? You know,
the process.
I want to hear it from
the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the grand stallion right here.
Oh boy.
This is Seabiscuit himself.
My little pony.
No, this is the strongest horse ever. This is Warhorse Philly Phil here, survivor.
All right, Seabiscuit, let's go.
Let's get it. Honestly, it's not that bad. I had like two nights where I was like, ugh. But other than that, I did my push-ups. I did my sit-ups. The hardest part for me was just being isolated and being away from everybody because I don't like being alone. But I was alone in my room with all my thoughts, just thinking, watched a lot of movies.
That's worse than COVID, I bet.
Yeah.
That's worse than the virus itself is
Philly Phil's mind.
Being Philly Phil and alone and in your thoughts.
Yeah, it gets a little dark.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But I survived. It was the longest 14 days of my life. But watched a lot of movies and wrote a lot of songs and even did a little diary, but trying to listen to myself and keep it moving.
Nice. Nice.
I was sad because I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't do anything. I would FaceTime my brother all the time. Dominion called a couple times. You checked up on me. I think I got a text message from James. But that's it. You know, your friends just kind of like make sure you're alive and then you go.
You're like, are you alive? Yep. All right. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Exactly.
I didn't want to get COVID via text message.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I had to like back off a second.
100%. And my fault for going to Arizona again. I shouldn't have went. It was that Labor Day weekend. I could have just missed out on that trip and worked on the mixtape and just been home.
Yeah. Now it wasn't just you that got it, correct?
Correct. I went to Arizona, and the dude that was driving me back, shout out to Paulo, he tested positive first. And
dang, just
then
think
my
if he
roommate
didn't...
got it, and that's it. There's a couple other people that...
Just think if he didn't get tested, I doubt you would have got tested.
Well...
You would have just been like, oh, I drank too much, or it's a bad hangover or something.
Maybe. This guy swears like I'm the problem. Maybe I am, but I don't know.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing well.
Thanks.
I mean, with the virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like there's...
It really is
it
a virus.
It seems like there's a mountain of other problems that have come since then, but...
Nah, I'm good.
I know
I'm happy to be alive.
I know you're good.
Happy to be in San Diego. Happy to be episode 80.
I know.
We made it.
You even rode a little board. It looked like... You were, like, cheering on, like, a high school team or something.
Episode 80! I was hyped. I got all this, like,
arts and
new
crafts.
Paper and stuff to get inspired.
Just became a Martha Stewart in COVID.
There we go. There's
there
your neighbors.
There we go. West Coast Choppers over here.
Can't wait till they record on my album.
Oh.
Get those ad-libs.
You definitely need those, like...
Yep.
Yeah, so how was... I mean, besides COVID, like, what else have you been up to?
Have I been up to? You know, I'm always whipping and dipping. Job here, job there. Just trying to figure out that next...
Can't wait for your Dr. Seuss book to come out.
Oh, that one's going to be awesome. You got to do the illustration, though.
I don't got those.
You ain't got that time.
Kinda look, you kind of look like a who.
Hey.
Whoville.
Courtney here's a who.
Oh, I like that.
You know? I don't know. Just been chilling. Been hanging out. What have you been doing, Mr. Busy Man? I finally went to your pop shop.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's actually our shop.
Our shop. There you go.
Yes.
I like it. Send me a text. Drop me off.
The shop wouldn't be alive without me. So.
Definitely not. It's seriously it's the best.
It's family business. You got to keep.
It's the greatest business ever. Like, okay, if you need your car fixed, holla at Enrique.
Yes.
If he got time for you. Probably not, though.
Well, I mean, they do get booked up quite a bit.
Pretty fast.
But, I mean, we're happy to take on any work during this time, obviously.
Getting it. They'll drop it off, pick you up.
And that should be the case for, like, any small business. Or, I mean, just business in general, but small businesses, it's been tough. I mean, it's tough for everyone, but it's hard enough, like,
world.
Keeping the American dream, the business... Opening a business, starting a business, and like keeping it alive. I mean, most businesses go under the first year.
99%.
Not Philly Phil Entertainment.
Nope, keep it kicking.
And so, I mean, during this time and just like you're not quite sure how things are going to play out. There's so much uncertainty politically, all that jazz. And you're just kind of like,
want to give up, but you never give up.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Never.
Yeah.
There is no defeat in this dojo.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This guy.
My new favorite thing in life is
Cobra
Kai.
I hope you worked on your round kick.
I've been working on it every day.
This round kick better be the best round
kick. So I changed up my workout. I no longer run 7 miles a day.
Okay.
I do the intervals.
Intervals?
Intervals. Is that a thing? Interval training? Yeah, that thing.
It is.
So you just keep running. It's all in my backyard. My dad gave me some weights. I finally cleaned off the old ones that were just sitting in the backyard.
Yeah, with
trying to make
the
dojo. Been kicking. Philly's been doing dojo. Jump rope. Did some weights the other day. I was tired. I passed out last night, like, quick. Because I was just tired.
Mr. Miyagi would not approve.
Well, good
thing. Have you seen, like, the original Karate Kid?
1, 2, and 3. I'm the original Karate Kid.
What about the next Karate Kid and then
of course, that one was weak.
And then the one with...
With the chick. She jumps on the car and thinks she's, like, awesome.
What do you have against
chicks? Who's that
chick? Hillary Swank.
She flopped. There was never a sequel. And then the new one with Will Smith's son.
I've
that
never
was kind of weak.
One.
Don't even go for
but
it.
But the first Karate Kid is like one of the best
movies in life.
It's like one of the best, actually, summer movies.
Yeah.
I love watching that movie during summer because just like got the summer vibes, got Cruel Summer in it, and it just has like the old Cali vibes to it.
You would be a LaRusso.
Dude, no, like, growing up, like, we watched that movie religiously, and having been in martial arts...
I have the bandana.
...for many years. I mean, we didn't partake in that type of.
Did you have a sensei?
No, they're sensei. I think that's only for like karate.
Oh, you were never in Cobra Kai. No, you were the good guy.
You refer to different. I think sensei is Japanese. Which I was in a Korean martial arts. I was in Taekwondo. So
oh, there you go.
It's different. So, you know.
A little different. But still had a black belt, though, right?
I got a black belt.
Were you ever in a tournament?
Yeah, I was in a lot of tournaments.
San Diego, All Valley?
No.
No? Did you have your name on the big
scoreboard? I think there was probably only like a couple of tournaments where it was something that I would... Nah, I don't know. Like,
did you win a trophy?
Tournaments are a lot different than that. Like, it's clearly set up for like the theatrical timeline, but like in there, when you go to a tournament, there's just like 8 to 12 rings, ooh, and there's just all these different, because you got all these different weight divisions, and
yeah,
you got male and female, and you got age, and it's just like
Cobra Kai versus Miyagi-Do.
Tournaments go from like 8 o'clock in the morning to like midnight.
Dang.
So it's like it's not like this tournament that builds up to like an ultimate match. It's more of like just different matches happening.
Got it.
All at the same time. Like, you obviously, there are certain age groups and like belts that kind of draw your attention. No one wants to like watch the white belts by each other.
Amateur.
Because they could barely get their round kicked up. Right. But once you get into like the red belts and like the black belts,
ooh, they know what's going
and
on.
You're kind of like in the late teens to adults. That's like where the fun happens.
There
and that's
we
like
go.
Where they're more technical and they have more like knowledge and stuff. So those are the more interesting fights to watch, as opposed to like the little kids. Even though it's fun watching the little kids fight, because they're like little velociraptors. They're just like, they're not doing kicks. They're just kind of butting into each other, and you got to wear all these protective equipment and stuff. You didn't do martial arts?
I did a little bit, but never, like, I wasn't in big tournaments like that. I remember I got up to, like, maybe orange belt.
Well, it depends on what type of...
But I was just doing basic karate.
Yeah, it depends on, like, what type of martial arts you're doing, and then, like, also just what type of your actual facility or your group, like, how they go about their ranking, because a lot of times there's belt colors missing, or they add in additional belts. Like, we didn't have any sort of like brown belt or purple belt in our group. It was like white, yellow, orange,
red,
green, blue, red, black.
Ooh, wow.
But there's some that would have brown,
yeah,
purple belt. We didn't have that.
Yeah. My mom always wanted me to get a purple belt, and I was like, gotta keep training.
Yeah, different groups have different belts. But I think purple, like in whatever martial arts that has the purple belt, that's kind of higher up.
If there was a Cobra Kai downtown, I would join up right now because I'm so hyped.
Gotta start one.
Having done
martial arts for many years.
Will you be the sensei? Sensei?
I actually was a teacher for many years.
There you go. Look at him. Don't make him dust off the old belt.
It's not as, like, what drew me into, like, Taekwondo and martial arts is Ninja Turtles and Power Rangers came out around that time.
You wanted to be like them.
And they actually wouldn't allow me because I was, like, 5 years old or something like that. And they're like, oh, you have to be this certain age. And I was, like, really pissed off.
Oh, but not going to stop Enrique,
but
though.
Then the instructor changed his mind and he allowed us to.
Ooh, the youngest student over here.
Yeah, so that's kind of actually how I met some of my good buddies, you know, James Alfredo, is through martial arts.
Oh.
And also we just happened to go to the same, we went to the same elementary school too, but.
Karate cut.
Once you get into it, you're like, where's the fun stuff? Like, where's the fighting? There's
right?
a lot of just like discipline acts.
Of course.
Which I think you might need a little bit of that.
A little bit, a little wax on, wax off.
I
can paint the fence.
I definitely think that it definitely served the purpose in like, in terms of like making sure that I kind of had my head together.
Yep.
Definitely put some discipline into you.
Got to do it.
But it sets you straight in terms of like making sure that you're no funny business. So
nope. Can't dab on him. You get yelled at.
There was a lot of, and I would get out of line quite a bit, and you got
to
pay.
Did you ever have to go in the cement truck?
Cement truck? No.
No?
Probably some of the worst things that I've done or discipline acts. Well, for one, and this is just like the story that I'm going to love. Just I just love telling this. It's child abuse today's standards, but we got pepper sprayed and we had to run barefooted around this middle school field.
Really?
We had to like run, I don't know, 2 miles or something. I don't know. I was probably like 9 years old.
No wonder you're so tough.
Pepper spray? Dude, pepper spray. And it was more because the instructor, put out your hands. And because we used to always have to run around this track anyways. And he's like, put out your hands. And I put out my hands, put a little dab of pepper spray on all our hands. And he's like, put it under your eyes.
What?
So we put it under our eyes. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell us what the substance was. He's like, listen to instructions. Put it under your eyes, which is still going to burn the crap out of your like face.
Wow.
But it was super hot it was super hot outside. You're sweating. And most of us just rubbed it under our eyes and then actually in our eyes.
Oh.
So we're running barefoot. People are like throwing up and snots. It gets the snots going.
Ew.
You just like look like Slimer's coming out of your nose. Like,
oh, your favorite.
And then what made it worse is after the fact, like after you're done, you know, what do you, you have that feeling of just like, oh, I want water or something. I like want to like wash it off. It makes it worse.
Mm.
So I like poured water over each of our faces, like baptized us, and that burned. It made it worse.
Was it like in Friday?
Oh.
Where his dad's like spraying him down?
Yes. No, but I have like countless stories, like just passing out, getting, one time I showed up late and he made me run barefoot just in a circle, and then my feet started blistering up, and then the blisters popped, and there's just blood all over the floor in a circle, and I like stopped after I started bleeding, and he's like, did I say you're done?
Ooh.
And I just had to keep running with blood just
dang,
all my feet.
No wonder you're so
push-ups
tough.
Push-ups like crazy.
Push-ups on your knuckles?
Oh, the knuckles. Just
get it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just training hard, so I could just...
Yeah, I can't do anywhere near the amount of push-ups that I used to be able to do. Granted, I was probably like 100. I think the most weight I had during my time in martial arts was like 140 pounds. That's like 60 pounds less than what I am today. So obviously, the more weight you have, the harder push-ups are. But
it was a good experience.
It was a good experience, and it's...
Still use it
to
this day? Have you ever used it in a...
No.
No? Never gotten a bar fight or...
Well, the big thing is... There was like little fights early on, and a lot of it just had to do with like the fact that it puts a target on your back when people are like, oh, look at this fool. He does martial arts. I remember I had to fight this kid in elementary school.
Oh,
and
man.
Like we barely even got to fight.
Elementary,
like,
Enrique.
It was just a couple. Well, we fought each other in a tournament. This is like straight up Karate
Kid
stuff.
Wow, this is the real life.
So we fought each other at a karate tournament. I think he beat me. And then he was like calling me out and elementary
school. And he was
school.
Going yeah, after
his,
your girl.
His name was Calvin. No, mm-hmm. I didn't. Elementary school? What? No, I wasn't on the idea. I was like, girl, you know, the last podcast we talked about, I was like trying to get rid of girls. I was like, girls are gross. So, yeah, we had a little like confrontation. There was kind of like a couple kicks thrown, but
ooh.
There wasn't really anything. There wasn't much to make of it other than it was like, hey, boys, don't do this. Like, you're not supposed to be. And then once the word gets back to your instructor that you had to actually use martial arts, like, what are you doing that?
They weren't happy for you?
No.
They didn't give you a gi?
No. Okay, you got to realize that Cobra Kai is a fictional.
I'm just saying, he got the gi after he beat everybody up
yes,
in school.
Yes, well, you do realize that Cobra Kai was, like, the bad guy group.
Yeah.
I think what the show does a really good job is making, like, it almost, in a sense, like, kind of flips the tables, because in the original series, obviously,
you're
Cobra Kai is just like bad.
Evil.
Yeah. Is evil, is bad. And Johnny Lawrence is just like a jerk and like you hate him. And then you kind of sympathize with his character. And then actually, Daniel LaRusso, who was like very
kicked
humble
him in the face.
And a good kid, like in the original series, he's kind of like a jerk because it's kind of gone to his head. And
well, if you were a karate champ in the valley,
man, you got to realize that movies are movies and TV are TV and real life is not like that.
Okay.
But I'm excited to see this round kick. I actually have, my brother was throwing some stuff out, and he has our protective gear.
Ooh,
it might fit you because you know I was
nice,
like around the same height as you.
All right, don't throw it out yet. Let me try it on.
If it fits you, you could have it.
Nice,
but there's no purpose of you wearing it except for the fight, like competing in a tournament.
Okay, we got to practice a little bit, you know, before you just jump in a tournament and win it all.
Yeah, how? So why did you quit martial arts?
I think I just started playing other sports. It started as just I wanted to do something, and I love the Karate Kid, so I just started doing karate, and then it kind of went into baseball, little league, basketball, and then landed me in soccer, and I just never stopped playing soccer.
Yeah, I wanted to play baseball, but they wouldn't let me play baseball because they're like, you need to dedicate all your time to this.
Man. And I also did like some BMX. My dad and brother all about the BMX, so started riding a bike and going over the hills and just racing, and kind of got lost in the sauce. I wish I would have stayed with it.
Dude, BMX, that looks scary.
Yeah, that was super crazy.
That looks scary. Like, have you, like, ate crap?
Yeah, riding a bike? I crashed. That's why I quit, because I hated it. Dude, I would just crash.
Falling with and a
fall.
Bike hurts so bad. And especially if you're doing, like, BMX, like your brother and dad do, like, with the little hills and jumps.
It was the worst.
Hitting that, and then, like, say you fall and like,
but it's so like fun when you're like racing and you're winning.
Oh
yeah. But when you crash and you fall down that hill and you're just rolling. And yeah. It only took me like 5 crashes and then I just gave up.
They try to make the bikes as like kind of as light as possible. But when that thing falls on you, especially if you like twist it up, I've gotten like a handlebar to like the gut.
Oh man.
Where you like it twists and then like you're stuck in like
are the pedals hit you in your shin.
Yes.
And you just,
or you like flip over the.
Handlebars.
Oh man,
yeah, like, bikes are dangerous.
I see some of these like crazy, you know, you ever every once in a while you'll see like one of those like crazy Red Bull videos or something.
Yeah.
It's like the crazy people and like they're going down Machu Picchu on a BMX bike with like a GoPro
jumping
in their
over
head.
Mount Fuji.
And I'm like,
just...
what the hell are you doing?
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, but yeah, it seemed like the Cobra Kai has definitely. You know, you even posted
died.
Something like it's all gonna make sense soon. I was
it
like,
will all make sense soon.
What does this mean?
Basically, I just was the original Karate Kid, and that's why they call me the Kid. And then all of a sudden, Cobra Kai is just like the new DBT. People all want to be in it. They want to know what's that about.
Oh boy, oh boy. Yeah, no,
it's a way of living.
It's a scary thing. Like
strike first, strike hard. No
it's good in a sense, like, when you get hit, like, ouch, that hurts. Like, getting hit doesn't feel good.
I bet.
You know, one of my good buddies, he is one of his claim to fame is hitting me in the face. A spin hook kick hit me right in the face.
Ooh.
Like, my tooth was just, like, hanging out of there. Blood everywhere.
Dang.
It hurt super bad.
You gotta block
he got
those.
Me good.
Well, you weren't ready for it.
No, he's... Hey, I got to give him credit. He got me. Got me good.
Sometimes you get got.
I've gotten a couple people. My kick, and you saw a little bit of that axe kick.
This guy.
The heavy axe kick
was
my type of deal.
The Lakers won kick.
I remember I hit this kid. They took away my, because I got into skateboarding, which that caused all kinds of commotion. So I was like at that point where I'm getting close to my black belt. And all this, and
now you want to be Tony Hawk.
And now I was like, hey, you know, I really like skateboarding. And it's like, in the past, I've had to like give up everything I want to do for martial arts. Like, I wanted to play baseball, and can't have it. I was in Boy Scouts. I'm glad I had to get out of that one. I'm glad I dodged that bullet. But
I feel like that was a good skill. I was in Boy Scouts.
No,
always
Scouts,
be prepared.
Definitely. Yeah,
that was cool. I wish I would have taken
a
little bit more.
Knots.
I wish I would have been the Eagle. I only made it to, like, wolf or bear or something like that.
Yeah, I think I got to wolf.
I had, like, the scarf and, like, it was cool.
Yeah.
My dad, I think he was, like, one of the leaders.
Yeah.
And we'd have, like, these meetings with my other troop.
Yeah.
And then we'd go camping. It was fun.
No, I think
everyone should do Cub Scouts.
Well, I think I think some form of that should continue. It seems like there's a lot of like corruption within that organization, so it's like
everything else in the world.
Yeah,
corruption
it's
all
pretty
over.
Much like there's a lot of like Catholic priests that were must have been Boy Scout leaders or something, because there's, I remember I got like this email. It's like, were you raped in Boy Scouts?
Oh,
like,
man.
I was like, was I? No, but. but
let me think about it. Nope, not me.
There's some good skills to learn, and I mean, a lot of people go their whole life without camping or going outdoors, and it may not just be for them, but it's a good good place to like experience. And like,
what are you gonna do when the world's zombie land? Well, you gotta learn how to survive.
That and sell the crappy popcorn that they used to make us do. But it's like Girl Scouts get the delicious cookies, and Boy Scouts had to sell this like crappy tin popcorn.
Yeah, it was pretty weak,
and it was like, it was like March. I'm like, when? Who wants tin popcorn? Like, it'd be one time. It would be one thing. It was like around Christmas, because it's like a cheap piece of crap gift to give to people. And you're like, oh, I've lost all options. I'll give them like a tin of popcorn, and it'll go over well. But it's like March. What am I gonna do with this? It just stays in your closet until Christmas comes around. Like, hey,
there we go.
There's Christmas. It's like extra crunch. Crunchy. Yeah, but getting kicked, that doesn't feel good.
No, I couldn't imagine getting kicked in the face.
Yeah, I've been kicked in the face. I've been punched in the face. Mm. I've been punched in the throat.
Ouch.
That was probably the worst one, because it's like, luckily it wasn't like the hardest punch, but it doesn't take much to just like...
just a little jab to the throat.
Yeah, I lost like air. I was just like...
oh man, don't hit him with the jab to the throat.
Yeah.
I think you get minus points in the tournament for that one.
Yeah, they got in trouble, but they only got like docked 1 point.
Mm, yeah, that's all it is, just one point.
But I was like down a lot. I was like, "Put cut behind me, kill me, I'm done." Yeah, well, that's fun, and it seems like you have some Cobra Kai things planned out, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. Do you watch anything else other than Cobra Kai?
Movie wise, around?
Yeah, I watched Karate Kid 1, 2, 3, the next Karate Kid.
I mean,
the next generation Karate Kid.
I did watch all the movies I own basically during the whole staying at home. I watched all the Godfathers 1, 2, and 3. That's like forever. Goodfellas, Untouchables. I went through the like, gangster flow. I watched all the Batmans. Shout out to Bane. He predicted it all.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
That meme's been going around. It's like, Bane got it all right. He wants to kill the bat. He wore a mask.
Exactly.
He wants to lock down the city.
He blew up the... Yeah, I watched that. Dark Knight Rises. I forgot I had that. You know, all the Will Ferrell movies.
You love those things.
Oh, man. Step Brothers.
I don't know when's the last time. I think I watched Step
Brothers.
Night
at the Roxbury. Like, old school.
Night at the Roxbury.
It's I could like, go on. Wedding Crashers. Just like... I always try to watch a funny movie for dinner, just so I could laugh. I love watching those hour and 30 minute like Will Ferrell.
Nothing's better than a good old laugh to go with your microwave meal.
Pretty much. Shout out to my mom and dad who brought me some microwave meals.
What's your favorite microwave meal?
Ooh, I'm really on that macaroni and cheese. Just add the water. It's good. 3 minutes. Bing.
The little Kraft ones?
Yep. That became
Is that all you eat for dinner?
No, that's just, you know, a little side.
That's just the appetizer, baby. We're not even going to get into the
right. I didn't have the Enrique eats, but I try to stay eating, you know, some salad, some chicken.
Yeah, you had to get your strength up to beat the COVID.
Had to. Roundhouse it in the face,
though. Oh, you beat me to it. I was going to say that.
Yeah, I feel like I could do anything now just because I was locked in my room for 14 days. So
that's a little room.
Yeah, I know.
That's like what prison would be like.
Exactly.
Living in your house.
Yeah, it was definitely like that. So, very excited to be back. Episode 80. Didn't think this day was going to come, but we made it, and your boy Philly Phil's alive. I'm hype. I knew it took a minute because, you know, Enrique's a busy guy, but we here. We're going to keep it going and hopefully make it to level 100.
I said we would at least make it to 100.
We have to.
I can't guarantee anything past that.
All right.
There might be a new restructure.
Here we go.
I'm feeling like a snake, and I just gotta like shed my skin.
There we go.
So I can be a more powerful snake.
Well, we need to get the All Bad podcast hoodies coming in for Christmas time.
Hoodies just in time for the demise of the podcast. Hoodies. I can't even think.
I don't want it unless my name's on it.
It's currently like 90 degrees in this room.
I know. Don't worry. We got the last thing on my mind. Masks coming soon. My mom's working on them. Don't worry.
Is Is it made out of your other socks? This guy.
No, we're starting from scratch.
Oh.
No more socks.
Oh.
Until
fall apart. Someone makes my socks. This guy. Okay.
Sorry, you made me the best socks ever. I've been trying to design my own Vans. That's hard.
Yeah, that's something you could do. They are pricey.
Yeah.
I almost
did it.
It's
like $85.
Yeah, you can get like the custom print. Yeah, that's something. No, $80? What are you getting? The kids' shoes? It was like $100 when I was looking at them.
Well, when I was like playing online the other day, I said like $85 and you could change the color. I started to put my logo on there and I don't know. My logo is weird just because it's kind of like Supreme. It's like square. So if it's not like looking good as a square, then
that's
actually a
rectangle guy.
Rectangle, you know.
You know, they both got four sides.
Whatever.
Four corners.
But yeah.
Squares.
Trying to get the logo everywhere. Finally got some stickers made. Shout out to my mom.
Dang, your mom's just coming through.
Well, she loves doing all this crafty stuff. And then all of a sudden she has my logo. And I'm like, just print it. And she did it.
Was she really scared when you got COVID? Who was the most scared?
My brother.
Right. Well, he works in that.
Well, he's
field, right?
A doctor, you know, in North Carolina, and he's just like researching it and like trying to learn from it. And one day we talked, and he like literally wrote everything.
Like,
how does
a virus beat a virus?
Right.
COVID has no chance against Philly.
Yeah, it definitely didn't. But I survived, and I'm happy to be here. And wow, who would have thought?
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't wish COVID on anyone, but yeah, I don't. But I'm glad that you beat it. It did seem like you were kind of like, you were toying the line of like, maybe that's a little, you know, I'm definitely not on the extreme side. I've seen some friends and stuff, but
I think it helped that I was running every day because it didn't hurt right. As bad as I've heard other stories and they're like crying.
You're running with COVID?
No, I'm just saying the whole, before I got it, I was running 7 miles a day.
Right.
And before I went to Arizona, I had hurt my leg and I just took a day off. I haven't been back running like that in a minute, but that's why I'm trying to switch up my routine in the morning.
It's also good to just get outside.
Oh, it's the best feeling in the world.
You know,
some of the highlights of my day were just going outside to throw away the trash. Just because I would get out of my room and just get that fresh air and breathe a little bit.
I do like going outside a lot and lots of times just in my backyard, but
you have a nice backyard.
No, it's got some space to like, and there's just projects back there to work on. But
that workspace,
when I'm like walking around in the back, like outside in the streets, and just there's certain people, I just don't want to be out there because of like their reaction towards seeing another. Once they see like another person like running across the street, I'm like, am I that disgusting?
It's kind of weird how you go out and some people are wearing masks and some people are wearing them while they're driving. Some people just don't care. I was in Encinitas last week and I felt like nobody cared at all.
No one wears masks up there. I went there like early on and I didn't really care. Like my girlfriend was just like, oh my God, there's no masks. Like, well, I mean, hey. Yeah, I'm kind of like, yeah. I mean, it seemed like also people were, like, spaced out far enough that it just seemed fine. That was, like, before they like, lifted. It seemed like there was they lifted the ban in that northern San Diego area before they, like, did that here in, like, PB and Mission Beach and all those places. So that's why we went up there and everyone was up there and, like, no one was wearing masks.
It is a little different.
It is a little different, but.
New norm.
I don't know the numbers. The numbers.
Do you know what color we're in? I thought we were in purple or red or something like that.
I'm colorblind.
Yeah, me too. I figured that out. I finally figured out. I've been blind this whole time. Colorblind.
You're colorblind? For reals?
Kinda. I realized
that. That would explain
a lot.
So much.
Yeah.
You're not colorblind.
Kinda. I never knew it, but now I do.
What shirt are you wearing?
This is orange.
Okay, well, I guess you're not.
Well... It's because I used to lose things, and now I will never lose anything because I'm so organized. My organizing skills have went to
maximum. What does that
have
to do with being colorblind?
Because I couldn't see. And now I can.
Now is that color blind or just being blind?
Being blind.
Okay.
I always knew I was blind, but color blind.
I'm glad we got down to the bottom of this.
Such a thing.
I'm glad we solved the case of Billy's colorblind. He's not actually colorblind. He's just actually blind.
Well, you know, the five people who listen to this podcast will,
understand.
That's what you always say.
No, that's a joke. That's my joke. Oh, okay. Your joke is that everyone listens to it.
Of course, because they do. We're the best pod in the galaxy.
Exactly. And people in outer space are listening to this
you
right
know
now.
The aliens are waiting to
before
come down.
Before they just open up the hatch and let the space take them. Like, is this all we hit? Is this humanity? Is this the humanity that I have to deal with?
Are the aliens real or not?
I feel like there's got to be some sort
of life. Someone up there.
I'm glad this podcast has turned into like a stupid Joe Rogan. Like, have you tried DMT? Don't answer that, Philly.
Not yet.
Are aliens? Shit.
Whoa. Sorry. The cat's trying to jump out the window. Had enough here.
No, that cat tries so hot. So I had to like, but this cat, we finally let it go outside a little, but I don't want it like free range. Right. I don't want a free range cat because someone might take her.
Yeah, that looks definitely like a nice cat to take.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
She needs to come over to my house and bite all the alley cats that come over my yard.
Nah, she won't fight. Too small.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's already had babies.
She could be like a Mr. Miyagi and just like.
My other cat, he fights cats, but.
Oh, nice.
He's out in the streets.
Just hustling out there.
Yeah. You know, movie news is over.
What happened with that?
Did I talk about Tenet?
Please do. What happened with that? Christopher Nolan, did you go to the movie theater?
I did.
How was that? Came out.
It was good.
Nobody in there?
There was. I went with two other people.
This was back in what, August, September?
This is the last time we pod. Yeah.
Remember you were hyped you were going to go to the movies.
Wow, it's been that long since
it's been that long.
I know, man.
Man.
Yeah, because it was already like right before Labor Day or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot has happened. I got older. Yeah.
I had a birthday.
Yeah, I had a birthday. I think we talked about that. But Tenet was... It was a good movie.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan delivers again.
My only issue with it is that it sounded like the sound production was done by me. It was bad.
What's wrong with that?
No, it was. There was parts where it was so loud. Have you ever been in a movie theater where it was so loud you wanted to leave? I can't.
Not like that.
No, like this was painful. Mm. And I don't know if it was just like there wasn't enough people.
They amped
in there.
It up.
No, like
it was an IMAX, right?
No,
you didn't go to the IMAX.
I was like, "Nah, we watching this standard, definition.
$14.99.
We're watching in the Espanol version because it was cheaper.
I bet. Gotta do what you gotta do.
You can read the subtitles; they're big enough. No, but it was pretty good. It feels like it's been so long since I watched it.
Would that have been like the movie of the summer if everything didn't go?
Well, I think there were some other movies that were supposed to come out that I might have surpassed that. Like Wonder Woman. Wasn't there a Marvel movie? It seems like Marvel takes over.
Where's my girl Black Widow?
Black Widow. Scarlett Johansson.
You already know.
I haven't heard you say her name one time this podcast.
Well, trying to move off that, onto newer, bigger, better things. Because apparently I just rap about the same thing.
Yes.
Even though that's my hidden gem.
Yes.
When I do that freestyle and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I did one. Well, you missed it, but I just did it.
Your kid's birthday party? You had a birthday party and there was like kids?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What was that about?
Okay. So the picture I posted that is 5 Milli Philly, AKA Sandra's son. I worked during COVID. I was working for Luke in his front yard and that's Sandra's house.
Yes.
Beyonce. And that's her son. We have the same birthday. Call him 5 Milli Philly because he's like the future. And that's what he calls me.
You're the past.
And so when we shoot a video, he's going to do like little kid Philly Phil, and then it's going to morph into me. But went to his house on Saturday, and we had he had all his PlayStation friends over, and they were kicking it. We had dinner, and then we came to my house and celebrated my birthday for 3 days. That was 5 Milli Philly and Philly Phil. We just took a picture. He couldn't stick stay still. So I was just like, yo, just go back to back. Whenever they want you to stay still and take a picture, just pose on them. You're a superstar. This is what we do. And we did it. Hit him with a little back to back, had the happy birthday drop in the back.
I did that pose when I was like in seventh grade with my good buddy.
It's a classic.
When I would go to like middle school dances without a girl. Ooh. You just go with your buddy. You're like, hey, that's not gay.
Who else are you gonna go with? The girls
and
will be there.
It's like, well, no, let's do pictures. So we just do the little butt to butt, like security guard poses.
There you go.
With my twig arms.
But yeah, that was cool. I got to meet his brother. His brother lives in LA, so I got to see the other half. And the birthday party at my house was cool. Didn't play beer pong. Kind of sad about that. Didn't see anyone from DBT because, you know, hard times. But
he did also have COVID during that time.
During my birthday?
Yeah.
I guess.
I think you waited, like, you know, they're like, whatever, 2 weeks. I think like 2 weeks and 1 hour is when you had your birthday party. I was like, I don't know. You know,
yeah.
Play it safe.
Yeah, definitely. That's the worst part about getting COVID. People look at you different.
Well, I'm glad you gave out party favors too. COVID for everyone, right?
I didn't get to do that. I wanted to. I wanted everyone to
get COVID. What is this?
No,
those COVID.
Get a party bag.
You know they had COVID parties. People were having parties where people would go to like get it.
Get it out of the way.
Well, I mean,
knock
there's
it out,
the
and then you're
herd immunity.
You know, and I'm good for 3 months.
No, that's how you should have sold the party. Hey guys, you want to get it? It makes great social media. Like you can write all about it. Everyone's gonna sympathize for you.
Nah, it's just gonna go in the mixtape. Don't worry.
Oh,
that's another story.
You know, rap. Some rappers rap about hard times in jail, selling dope. Billy got COVID.
That
I was running in the lake. What can I say? I got that COVID.
Oh, man. Look at him go. I thought he wasn't a producer.
Spit on myself. No bib.
Can't wait till we get this thing going.
I know. Yes. That's all you can talk about.
I'm hype. I'm ready when you are.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But,
any more brain busters? You have any other questions?
Don't steal my line. Don't steal my line, Philly.
Okay.
There's not much movie news. It's
nothing
weird. Like,
really.
I listened to like quite a few movie podcasts and.
What are they talking about?
I'm not listening to them right now. I'm like stuck on like. I'm listening to a lot of like sports podcasts and political.
What's going on in the sports world? Lakers won. Shout
Lakers
to LeBron
won.
James. Told you he'd do it. Slight work.
Okay. I didn't say. I don't How's think, I, don't think I said
town,
he wasn't going to do it.
San Diego.
They lost.
What? They were going all the way.
Where have you been? They've been
winning.
Yeah, well, it's over. They lost.
Mm.
They lost. They got eliminated. They got swept by the Dodgers last week.
The Dodgers?
The Dodgers, the best team in baseball?
I guess. I thought that was the Yankees.
Well, you know, you got one, two.
Hey. We were winning for a minute, though. They started calling it Slam
Diego.
Yeah,
well, you know, we were.
That was an exciting time for you.
What?
That was an exciting time for you.
It was. I was
every
like,
time
man.
He was up on my timeline, left and right, watching the game.
I was like,
look at him go.
I was like, where's my invite? I was just like.
You know.
I had to keep it
low key. Super low key.
And also my brother, he's like, I watched most of the games with my brother and he's crazy.
I bet.
Like he's one of those.
He's
like,
very passionate.
He is. Like blowing a gasket.
Oh man. Like some people take their sports so serious.
It's tough because, like, I root for the team. Like, I love the team, but it's like, at the end of the day, I'm not playing the game. Like, I'm like, oh, it sucks, but I'm like, I gotta get over it. And also, it might just be I'm used to, like, losing teams, so.
Right.
I'm just, have that, like, my sports team sucks, so get over it.
It's nice to have a team, though. At least we got the Padres. San Diego Padres.
I'm still a Chargers fan.
Of course.
Chargers have actually been pretty, like, their record is bad, but they've their new quarterback Justin Herbert. It's just crazy seeing like someone other than Phillip Rivers.
What's Rivers doing now? You retired?
No, he plays for the Colts.
Colts?
The Colts? That's Peyton Manning's old team,
right? What happened to Luck? Where'd he go,
dude? He retired.
He retired already too.
Well, that man was like a genius. He's like a rocket scientist, and he's getting tackled by Fat Large.
I quit too.
You'd quit?
Yeah. I'd just do my couple runs, make it to the Super Bowl, win a ring, and then peace.
That's not that easy.
I mean, Jerome Bettis did it. Yeah, and he's the bus.
Yeah, well, he was in the league for, he wasn't just like a there and out. He didn't just dip and.
Well, we can't all just be The Rock after our solid career and just, you know,
what do
be
you
ballers.
Mean the Rock?
Remember that show, Ballers?
Yeah.
He's like a financier, yeah. Ari Gold.
He definitely got like the fast pass in terms of like how you going from like an agent to like owning a team.
You're The Rock.
Granted, he owns the XFL now in real life.
There you go.
It'll be interesting to see how that works out.
He's going to hype it up. And he's going to do the announcements.
You know him.
Finally, the XFL has come back to San Diego.
He's just going to name all the teams after like Terramana flavors. Like the Terramana Anejos and Reposados and the Terramana Blancos.
Hey, maybe
I got a bottle. I got a bottle of the Terramana.
When are you going to open it?
Oh, I have already.
Oh, thanks for inviting me over for tequila.
Got some tequila and some pineapple juice.
Ooh.
Nice.
I tried it with peach juice. Pretty good. I had some really good tequila on my birthday. Shout out to my boy Ed. He brought me a nice bottle. It wasn't The Rock tequila, but it was some good tequila.
You can get that 1942?
Never got my bottle.
Even though I think a bottle of 1942, you're not mixing that. You're supposed to just drink that.
You drink that straight up. It's crazy.
Remember when you had your big
premiere
day,
party?
Your big day, and there was bottles of 1942 going around. I was like, dang.
I made it.
Yeah.
Not really. I still have that bottle. Never going to get rid of it. That's my trophy.
Pretty much.
Until I do another event.
Still paying off it, right?
Nah. That was given to me by Luke.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's real friends. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe you'll get one for Christmas.
You know, I'm not going to lie, I drink a lot. I've been drinking a lot during this whole pandemic, but the tequila is like for a special night.
I feel like we got you something for helping us move.
Yes, I drank that. Like,
was it good?
Yeah, it was.
I got to tell her.
The Stone, the
IPA, right?
Yeah, it's a Tangerine Express. Pretty good.
I know you're a fan of them IPAs.
You know it.
It's hard. I'm still the Truly guy, you know. I'm not really on that
drinking
beer game.
Drinking a Truly.
Making a movie. I did have a Modelo on my birthday. I can drink that beer now.
I was like, whoa.
Ooh, all bad.
COVID must have killed his like senses, because I know you didn't like that stuff. So.
Yeah, I got one in my fridge. Kind of nice. Saving it. And he definitely needs lime. Anytime you have a beer, got to have a lime. La Corona. And Modelo to make the girls say hello.
I wonder who started that trend. Like, who's like,
who, let's put a lime on it.
They like make the beer. I know they put like essence of lime. Mm-hmm. Like, there's lime juice in the beer. Like, I'm pretty confident in that. But like, who decided like, hey, let's put a lime on it, because it definitely makes
way different.
Yeah. One thing I hate though is like, you go to a bar and they give you like half a lime and you're trying to like squeeze that thing in there, like, this is not gonna fit.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
This guy, The Office. They have a song called Office. The Office.
You got a song for everything.
Ooh, I do.
I just need to get in the booth.
Can't wait.
Oh my god, look, this guy's matching his shirt right now. He's
you turning
into Mr. President himself.
You
he's,
know it.
He's like straight orange.
Well, they can't see it, but they'll see it on the snap.
Yeah.
Do you still use social media? I see you on the gram here and there.
Yeah, I use the gram like every once in a while.
I finally put them all in one little box or whatever on my phone as social media or whatever.
Yeah.
Over it. It's all about the views and the looks, and people look at your phone more than your own party, and they call you on the snap, and there's a lot of stuff.
It's really hard for me to like accept that statement from you.
Why?
When you are like, every time we go somewhere, hold up, picture, guys. Let me put my phone on this ledge.
Hey, I like taking pictures. Reminds me of the day.
We're like, hold on, I gotta post this.
It's very
rare. Hashtag DBT. Hashtag doing big things. Hashtag
turn up
day
one time,
ones.
Though.
Hashtag all bad. Hashtag you ain't about that life. Hashtag turn up one time though. Hashtag drinking Truly, making a movie.
You
hashtag.
Know it.
You know, I don't know.
We got 100 hashtags.
We
got
to work on that Philly Phil action figure.
It's coming soon.
With
all the sayings.
With lightning fast roundhouse kick, right?
Already.
Lightning house.
It's going to have like board shorts and Vans and the Philly Phil shirt on. And then, yeah.
That's totally. Something that you know, that actually, you're talking about content. Something that would be really funny is, you know, instead of like making the bands, like making the round kick or something, and like you're like building up the skills and all this, like initiate this beautiful roundhouse kick.
We're working on it.
And it's like a documentary and stuff. You're like, hey, you know,
the road to the roundhouse.
Billy has a bad history of roundhouse kicks. I don't know. I don't think he could do it. You got these doubters. They're like not gonna do it. And then finally at the end, you're just like
roundhouse everybody.
Someone brings out a brawny paper towel, which those are tough. Those are the tough ones to break. It's not some liquor store one ply paper towel, and then you just kick right through and you're just like, oh damn, Philly's not playing. Be on the lookout.
Hopefully.
Strike first, strike
strike first, strike hard. No mercy,
sir. Mr. Lawrence.
Send it to the internet.
Is that your new thing? Send it to the internet?
I feel like I'm Johnny Lawrence.
Yeah. That's a little bit. That's not a good thing. I mean, obviously he's good redemptive. He has like a good redemptive
story. He's
sad story.
At the end of
season two. He's like an alcoholic.
What's going to happen?
He's alone. He like went from being this karate phenom to losing in a tournament. His life went in the gutter.
Man.
Which that part is a little far-fetched, where it's just like, this guy's got like
The Karate Kid?
Yes.
His name. Daniel.
Daniel LaRusso.
LaRusso.
Yeah, he has like billboards and stuff like based off of like his tournament win, like,
hey,
40,
you gotta milk
30
it.
Years ago. Yeah, that's milking it, all right. Like, I remember that tournament that was hosted in the.
But they see his commercial.
It was hosted in the Boys and Girls Club.
We kick the competition.
Basketball gym.
Yeah. Gotta remember the glory days.
Yeah. Have you watched any other? Have you watched The Boys?
I keep on seeing that, but
you should.
Never committed. It's on Hulu, right?
No, it's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
I recommend it.
The Boys, season two, right? You were hyping it. Season one.
Yes, it's at season two.
With superheroes every day.
Yeah, it's produced by Seth Rogen, so.
So got to be something good in there.
No, but it has like, it gives you a good insight in terms of like what actually a superhero might do in the real world. Because it's like, you have all this power. Not all of them are going to be like good people. Like if you had like that sort of, these type of powers.
Would you use your powers for good or
right,
bad?
Right, and a lot of them like are not. They're not doing them for good. First of all, and then they're like not actually born with these gifts, but they're like made to have these gifts. So it's,
I feel like if I was a superhero, I'd be like Hancock. I would just be like doing it all wrong. I'd have to have like Enrique come and teach me how to do things.
Hancock
how to lay
was
in.
Good. Hancock just came out the wrong time. Like, yeah. It came out like the same summer as The Dark Knight, I believe.
Something like that.
It was one of the like really big movies. You're just like, you just can't do that.
Yeah, and they never made part two, and the ending kind of sucked.
Yeah, but I thought that Will Smith did a good job with that. And
yo.
It was, what?
Speaking of Will Smith, you were right. I'm so sorry. Gemini Man, biggest piece of crap I've ever seen in my life. Oh my gosh, Will Smith, where did you... I thought you couldn't get any worse than After Earth, and then all of a sudden, you dropped Gemini Man. The action scenes were like dope, like the two that you see in the trailer, that was it. Other than that, Clive Owen, what are you doing? It looked like a blockbuster movie, like, I don't know, like straight to DVD. Like,
those are your favorite, the $5 movie bins.
I did get Shaft the other day, but it's good.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you seen the new Shaft? I'm like, no.
It's good. Shout out to Samuel L. Jackson.
Shaft double XL.
You would like it. You like Samuel L. Jackson.
I love Samuel L. Jackson. This one's awesome. He's definitely in my top five actors of all time. Not only that, just because he's been like every movie ever.
Yeah, watch that when you're got some downtime.
Never.
Never?
Now that I have a mixtape to do.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do that, right?
We'll see. Can't wait.
Yeah.
They'll get some snippets soon. I have a feeling. Very productive.
Very productive. Yes. Anyways, let's wrap this up.
All right.
We can have more. We mainly just needed to get back on the horse.
There we go. Now we could run the track.
We could run into the sunset.
Right? Not yet.
Not yet. Story's not over.
this beginning.
I still got to get the girl. I got to win the tournament. And then we can party.
You know it.
Yeah.
We about to party soon, though, because it's coming back around. Something to celebrate. Thanksgiving. Halloween.
Yeah. Halloween's canceled, bro.
All right. Got my mask ready.
It's canceled for me anyways, because it's like...
It's a Saturday. You know I can't do anything on Saturdays.
No, I'm going to just, like, hang out. I'm going to put up the thing in the backyard, put a fire,
ooh,
make some spooky drinks.
Nice.
You know, be all old.
Must be nice.
It is.
Well, happy Halloween.
What did we talk about? We didn't talk to each other before then.
Okay. Well, I hope so. Ghost Rider, special guest
alert. That COVID's still in your head.
It's always going to be a part of me. Yes. But I beat it, and I'm here.
I'm glad you did. That's the main takeaway from this podcast. Episode 80, Philly, you made it.
I made it.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
All right. Peace.
Peace it.